We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
1065
The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s. If you ever miss any, you could text scam into 73389. And you could also listen to them all on the free Audacy app. That's AUDACY.
I'm not going to lie. I love this one. I'm calling Bella. She's a receptionist at a dermatology office.
All right.
And her husband wanted me to call and just quote unquote waste her time. So I like to do this every once in a while where I say, how are you? And most people say, I'm fine. How are you? A benign question. Well, when somebody asks me, how are you? I take it way too far and I just ramble and get diarrhea of the mouth.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Good morning, Dr.'s office. This is Bella. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Actually, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I was doing okay. I realized this morning that my sink in my kitchen doesn't work anymore. Like, it floods. And I was trying to, like, get down there because I thought it was like the garbage disposal. So I'm sticking my hand, and I have big fat hands. Like I'm not saying that because I'm fat. I'm just saying my hand is big for my body. It's weird. It's a weird. I don't know if it's a condition or not. But my point is though that they're too big to really get down in there in the garbage disposal. So
stuck your hand in a garbage disposal?
Well, it's not on. The garbage disposal wasn't on. This isn't why I'm calling. It's not an emergency. No.
Is anyone injured?
No. Why?
Well, you called the doctor's office.
Yeah.
So how can I help you with here
right.
At the doctor's office?
Okay, I totally forgot. Yeah. So I need to make an appointment.
Okay. Why would you like to see the doctor?
On my inner thigh, I have got this big red splotch. And sometimes it gets big and sometimes it goes down, but it always hurts. When my wife left me 10 months ago during COVID.
We can make you an appointment. We can make you an appointment and you can come in and see the doctor and he can take a look at it.
Oh, that's so great. Good. Can you though make sure you leave a note in there that it started when I started playing recreational soccer. At first, I thought it was chafing because, like, I'm running so much, my thighs are rubbed together. Again, I'm not a fat person, but my thighs do rub together, and sometimes they rub together real hard. And I have chafed. When I go on vacation, I'll bring baby powder just so that I can rub it all over.
Okay, sir. Why don't we go ahead and I'm just going to look at the calendar here.
Okay.
I'm going to look at the calendar. I will find you. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about next Monday at 9 a.m.? Can you, 9 a.m. next Monday?
No, that's not going to be, no, I'm still asleep by 9 a.m. I don't wake up, though, until like 11:30, 12 o'clock sometimes.
Okay,
so,
how about the 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock. How about 3 o'clock on the 12th?
Well, 3 o'clock. I'm working
on the 12th?
Well, I'm working on Monday at 3 o'clock. I work in a mortuary, so that's drop off the dead time. So that's my busiest time. I can't call off at all. My boss he might even fire me on the spot for something like that. And you know how hard it is to find a job working in a mortuary with big, fat, red hands?
Certainly is.
Right. Those bodies pile up.
Is there a time that is better for you, perhaps, to see the doctor?
I would love a Thursday appointment, because I've always considered Thursday to be my luckiest day.
Okay, so we will look at Thursday. What time would you like to come in? I will see if it's available.
How about 14 o'clock?
14.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I do military time because my grandfather was in the military. It made growing up real awkward because I would go over to friends' houses and they would say, you can only stay till 6. And I would think I'm staying overnight, 6 a.m.
Oh, 2 o'clock is available on Thursday.
I would show up with a sleeping bag every time, and people thought it was so weird. They stopped inviting me because they don't invite that sleeping bag kid over. He's got big, fat, red hands. That's what I'd hear them say that from outside.
Well, we can have the doctor take a look at your hands, too, for you when you're here on Thursday at 2 o'clock.
So okay.
Let's just get a name.
All right, it's
Raul.
Let's
get a name from you, please.
Raul.
Raul. Okay, Raul. And the last name, please?
Labrador. Not like the dog.
Can you spell it for me, please?
It's spelled like the dog.
Okay. And phone number, please.
916-766-1065. Uh-huh. That's our request line because you're on the radio right now. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone call.
Oh, Gavin.
Oh, my God. Bella, I am so sorry to waste your time. That is exactly what your husband, Ben, asked me to do, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.